know you can't meditate. If you a freak, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Reunited, and it feels so good. Nathan Zagura finally back with my man, Matt Wilhelm, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The vacations are over. It is back to business. Training camp starting for the Browns this week, and we'll be going through the entire season now. No more time off, just all good stuff here, man. How you doing? I missed you.
I'm doing good, and it is good to be back. And our show took a wild number of turns over the last month with you hosting and me out and me hosting and you out. We got Gribble, we had KJ,
we got the return of Kevin Jones,
you know, Jim Donovan. We had Doug Deacon in. It was just it was all over the place. So let's hone this thing in and reel it back and get things cracking.
Yeah, we're ready. What was the best part of your time off?
Well, the time off was the initial vacation with the family to Mexico to have just the kids go and enjoy it. They both now can swim. At least my son can swim very well. My daughter, you know, who's just turned 5, is getting there. But just being out in the sun and then, you know, swimming up to the bar and ordering, you know, a strawberry daiquiri in Mexico was a fun sight. But all in all, just good R&R to, as I said yesterday, when, you know, talking to a few friends, it's like, I feel like I've never left the game of football. Like, you report to camp and then you're in it and tied down for the next 5 months. So that's what happens when you take a job in centering
in football.
Around football.
Yes. No question. And it was a nice time off. I got some golfing in. I got to see, I don't know if you heard about this, the kid shot a 76.
He
had never broken 80 before.
Wow,
and
where?
He's at Tanglewood.
Tanglewood,
and he went straight to 76. He has not been back below 80 again, but that's where he went, straight to 76.
Once he's been there, you can repeat it now.
He can do it. He's got it. So for me, Vegas was great. Had an awesome time out there, and then I had, like, the last week was just kind of a staycation, played some golf, and just kind of was at the pool with my kids every day, swimming.
Nothing wrong with it. And the weather has finally been nice the last
2 weeks. It couldn't have been better. It could not have been better.
I talked maybe, like, the first week after Mexico when you were out and I was on, and the weather was just bad after bad after
bad.
That's
when I was in Vegas.
Yeah, and it was one day when I was driving, and it was, like, torrential downpour. And I was in the Lorain County area, heading probably to my mom and dad's house. And it was the first time ever I go, why am I living here? And where am I going to move next? Because I feel like I have no summer. And so the last 2 weeks have been great. And I felt like we've had a summer being able to play outside with the kids and shoot hoops and play baseball and horseshoes and swimming and all that great stuff.
And it's so nice to have the good weather. You deserve it after the winter so bad. You deserve
7 months of winter.
Ugh, it was brutal this year. Brutal this year. But now we're back. Training camp's here. From your perspective as a player, were you, after that break, excited to be back for training camp? And right now, so the rookies came last week. Today, the quarterbacks and injured veterans reported, did their conditioning. They're going to get to work tomorrow. And then Wednesday, everybody else comes back, and they pass their conditioning tests, and then they will go ahead and get after it with the first training camp practice on Thursday.
I would have been elated to report to this type of training camp. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, the 2 days on, 1 day off, can't go in pads and consecutive practices, all those new collectively bargained rules to take it easy on guys and let them be fresher, and the amount of time that they're really able to be out on the, all those new finicky rules weren't there. So my sentiments probably even still to this day are probably rival Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas is like, I'm only going to be there when I have to be there, you know, and as soon as it's over, I'm out. And that's kind of how I was about the other training. You didn't want to go to training camp. You were excited for football, but training camp, the first 2 weeks, the doldrums of training camp of beating on your teammates, fully padded, multiple practices a day for the first 2 weeks. So it was a guarantee.
So is this like vacation?
Yes. Every team that I played for that I went to training camp with, Chargers, 49ers, Packers, had the first 10 to 12 practices after maybe like the introductory day or two were double days, padded, 2.5 hours on the field minimum per practice.
Man.
Banging. And now they can't do two padded practices in one day, let alone in a row. This is a cakewalk.
It's a cakewalk.
It's a cakewalk.
Do you think that it hurt your body being so, you know, having so many padded practices in a row, or do you think that it helped prepare your body for the rigors of the NFL season and help with tackling?
Both. Because that was the one thing, and ironically, none of the stops that I had in my career actually had a tackle to the ground, periods, or we never practiced with another team to tackle to the ground. So every place that I went was thud, which is basically like, pad to pad, no wrapping, no taking to the ground, which is where a lot of injuries happen. So, but I do think it preps you for the physical aspect of the football season, which is why we see some teams, take a game or two or quarters of football to really get acclimated, because it's the first time they're going 100%, physically and mentally, and then comes with it the physicality of the banging of the pads.
And how do you balance, you and I, we can take our vacations, we can eat what we want, we can drink what we want, we come back, and all we got to do is talk. We don't have to actually go out there and pass a conditioning test.
Yes.
How do you balance that as a player, and how hard is that conditioning test?
Every place is different. I know that the one conditioning test that I've ever had to do, well, actually two, I had to do one at Ohio State with Coach Tressel, which was 20 half gassers timed. And then I had to do one or two in San Diego with Marty, who had a conditioning test, which was like 10 or 12.
So I believe last year, if I'm not mistaken, I think the way that it was set up was that it was 30-yard dashes maybe, or 40. It wasn't 40 because that wouldn't make sense with timing. But whatever, it was a set distance, and the cornerbacks, if I'm not mistaken, the cornerbacks, running backs, wide receivers were all in one group,
yep.
And they had to make it in, I want to say, 4 seconds.
Okay.
So maybe it was 20-yard sprints or 30-yard sprints.
Be.
They had to make it in 4 seconds. The tight ends, linebackers had to make it in 5.
Yep.
And the lines, both sides, had to make it in 6.
Yeah. That would probably be 30.
Probably maybe 30, yeah.
That's an easy test.
20, I think they had to do 20.
Okay.
20 of them. And last year, there were a couple people that didn't make it through last year.
Yeah, we got to figure a half gasser is basically over across the width of the field, over and back.
Okay.
Okay. And I mean, a full gasser would be over, back, over, back. And so the gasser test that we used to, the half gasser test would be, it'd be 16 for skill. It'd be 17 for big skill, which is, like you said, linebackers, tight ends, fullbacks, and then I think 18 for the bigs. But then if you made the first 10, this is going back to Ohio State, if you made all of your first 10, you got an extra second on the second 10. So it behooved you to be in shape, to bust it for the first 10, to get that extra second on the second 10.
If you didn't make the first 10, what happened?
You had to make them all in the same time, and you had to repeat the test until you passed the test.
Until you passed it.
Yeah. Which would...
So is it hard for an NFL player because you're getting away, you're getting your body right? I mean, the balance between vacationing and hanging out and working, there is no offseason.
There is no offseason, and that's where, as I've constantly said, I'm not just talking about Johnny Manziel or Terrence West or Justin Gilbert, who the spotlight has been focused on here in Cleveland, but for all the second year players or young players, it's the more knowledge that you can grab from other veterans on your team. How did you ask that question? How do you prepare? Where are you going? What are you doing? What do I need to do to come in shape? Is that conditioning test really hard? You're asking those questions to gauge it so that you know how regimented do I need to be while I'm away. Of course you need – you don't want – and I'm not singling anybody, but you don't want Danny Shelton coming in 15 pounds overweight, because
right.
If he's coming in 15 pounds overweight, that means he's got to overwork himself to lose that while still being productive and learning the system to go out and play football. But if he's 15 pounds overweight, there is no way he's going to pass the conditioning test. I don't care how great of an athlete is. You put a – carry a med ball with you and run, 20-30s. It's tough.
And he's already here with the rookie, so I'm assuming the rookies had their own conditioning test right when they got here, so he's good.
So the sooner that these guys can wrap their head around being a pro and understanding that is your job and how blessed they are, and I always focus on the guys that are in a position battle.
Mm-hmm.
There's the rookies that we can earmark right now that we know are going to contribute, but you look at a guy like, and I threw this out when Jim Donovan, a guy like Charles Gaines. We've got an extremely deep, talented cornerback room, and this guy was a draft pick, so he gets the benefit of the doubt, but he's going to have to compete his you-know-what off to make this football team.
Yes.
So, and we had him on the show, and he was asking all the right questions and yearning for information. If he continued that over the break, he's going to be in a great spot to either make this club, compete for this club, or to be a shoo-in for the practice squad.
Well, that's stuff that coaches are going to pay attention to. If you are in a battle, if you're a guy who's fighting to make this roster, what kind of shape that you come in at, et cetera. Coaches don't want these things to knock you out, right? They don't want them to not pass.
It should be easy. If you have done what they recommended you do, which was not run every day and you know, these over-the-top mentalities that people might think are out there, but if you've done enough and they create, you know, a booklet for you to take home, for you to follow both in the gym and on the football field to get ready, and if you've done that and you've done diligence, it doesn't mean you have to do it, you be meticulous with it, but if you did diligence to what you were supposed to do while you're away, this should not be hard. And it was never hard for me.
And it should, no, you want it to be there. You want to be passing those, the gasser test. And it's the only time you have to do that all year, right?
Yes.
Pass it one time and you're not running gassers like that ever again in an NFL season.
You're not.
So get it done. Well, we are certainly happy to be back together. It feels so good to have my man Matt Wilhelm with me here today.
It's our show again.
It's our show. It's back. It took a month off in July, and now it's back. We have got Andrew Hawkins and his son Austin will be in studio with us at 1:30 p.m. We're going to talk about Grantland's top 100 players. We'll debate the rankings. We'll maybe does that mean we're going to do a little higher or lower, the most confusing game in sports broadcast history. We also are going to hear from Andrew Gribble to preview his Mike Pettine one-on-one article. It's coming soon to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Plus, all your calls and tweets, 216-578-0850. And I also want you to think about this. Give us one word to describe your feelings about this team as training camp starts. What's the one word? We've got a lot of tweets. We'll get through those. That's our Ohio Business Machine hot topic of the day. Another one is, as this season officially kicks off, what are the biggest changes from last year to this year that you think will make the Browns a better team? Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura, back with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.